Hi, and welcome back to SAS from Denmark. I'm your host, Michaela, and today I will be sharing my opinion with you about how SeaWorld is mistreating orcas. I love SeaWorld, but I care about the health of orcas much more. So before I dig right in, let me give you a little info about what SeaWorld is. SeaWorld is an amusement park where you and your kids can see lots of marine animals and shows so that they can show off their tricks and talents. There are also a lot of fun rides, but there is a history about an orca named Tulukum who was very aggressive and killed several whale trainers just because he was kept in captivity. There also was another attack a couple years back. In my opinion, I think SeaWorld should be taking a lot better care of orcas, and here are some very important reasons why. First of all, they need more than 40 feet tanks because these poor whales are fighting sunburns. Second, they can get very aggressive in captivity, just like Tulukum did. Last but not least, they can get pressed and unhealthy, which causes the dorsal fin to flop down. Have you ever seen that at SeaWorld? I have. Have you ever seen that in the wild? Because it's very rare. And if you have, you've got a good eye. So there are some examples of why SeaWorld needs to do and what they're doing. So in conclusion about orcas, I really think that SeaWorld should be taking better care of these beautiful sea animals. So before I go, I of course have to thank my sponsor, the Slothicon. And I have two questions to ask SeaWorld. Will SeaWorld keep on harming these beautiful sea animals? Will they ever stop? Thanks, and I hope to see you next time on SAS. Oh yeah, by the way, SAS stands for Super Awesome Sloths. And if you have the answer to my two questions, please tell me somehow. Thanks for watching again. I couldn't have done this without you. I really enjoyed having an audience today. Bye, you SAS fans. Hope to see you next time.